Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in on a Monday. Absolutely gorgeous. And I have to tell you, I am just completely befuddled, confused. Let's just jump in. I can't figure the Detroit Tigers out.
I thought you were talking about MSU football.
No, that's that's just apathy at this point. Who cares? Garbage product. Here's the way I'll put it to you. I'm the same guy who said Tigers in four, right? Which could still be true, but yet, even if I might end up being right, I don't know why I'll be right. Because the Tigers are a walking contradiction. And what I mean by it is this. I know what my baseball mind tells me when I watch this team play. I hate watching this team play. I get no enjoyment. They punish you by watching. They punish you. They go 11 innings with one hit. Factual. They strike out a zillion times. They have unproductive at-bats. Cutscene. Hey, we're tied at two, and they got a shot to steal this whole series.
Yep.
They have a 540 OPS. That's unspeakably bad in the playoffs. Yet, 1-1 series tie. My problem is, if you told me they split in Seattle, I'd be like, all right, cool. One problem. They won the game they shouldn't have won. They lost the game they shouldn't have lost. I leave Seattle feeling like if the offense popped a Cialis, they're up 2-0 and the series is over. Can anyone out there in listener land help me? Help me understand your team. Because none of it makes any sense. They're not good, but they're good. They're good, but they're not good.
And they almost walked away with two games. I mean, they were down 2-0. Oh, we tied it. Oh, okay, now we lose 3-2. You know what it is for this team? Is they are the epitome of the suspension of disbelief. It was pitching chaos last year. It didn't make sense. Don't try to make sense of it. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. That's where this team is now. Don't try to make sense of it, Mike. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
That's kind of where I'm at.
And you'll enjoy the outcome. Nothing will make sense because
look at
strike out a ton of times.
Look at the winning run on second base. That 9 pitches and 3 outs later, I go, really? Those are the level of at-bat you're offering me in what could have been a series ending moment? Like, guys, you tell me how you feel about your team. Because I know they win games. I picked them to beat Cleveland, even though they went like 4 for 1 million for runners in scoring position. Yeah. Rigo, I don't have the answers.
No, think of game one, all the bullpen arms come in there and they find a way to go extra innings and win the game. Make sense? No. They just do. Mike, it's suspension of disbelief. Just don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand it. Buy the popcorn. Sit in your seat. and enjoy the movie because that's what.
But I don't enjoy the movie. There's the problem, and it sucks because then people think I'm a bad person. No, you're not bad if you don't like Mexican food. It just means you don't like Mexican food. I like that the Tigers win. I don't like how they win. I don't enjoy it. 7 hours plus of baseball this Saturday and Sunday night, and you felt like it was a trip to the hospital. It's like a root canal watching this team.
So Detroit Tigers equals Iowa football.
Yes.
Where they win.
Minus waving to sick kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awful. I don't like it. Yet, they win. They're tied at one. They have every right to win this series. But I go back to the offense, the at-bats. I don't know what to do. I'm asking you, the fans. Look, we could open up with Lions, but there's no reason. They played the Toronto Argonauts yesterday, and they did their job. You know the best player in the game yesterday? Jake Browning. That's your team MVP. Mm-hmm. You face Jake Browning. But, like, I want to hear from Tiger fans. I want to know where you're at because it's a weird experience watching this team. Rico, they're in the ALDS. Mm-hmm. They're tied at one coming home. It's a best of three, and you're going to have Scooble pitch again. One problem. Seattle's 3-0 against them this year.
Yeah, because your best player, the one that you just knew, okay, he's going to have a great game and two solo home runs.
He pitched great.
Right, but your bats, and then you had an opportunity to do something. I don't know, man. I was a little bit worried after the first game when they won because I felt as if they celebrated a little too much because they just kind of figured, okay, and you guys won't be able to beat Scooble. We're going back to Detroit 2-0. And it kind of looked that way at the plate.
It did. It tripped me up, though. It's like if they had lost game one and won game two, somehow I'd feel better, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's the composition of the winning. We dealt with it against Cleveland. But it's just continuing. It's the same stuff. They can't string hits together. Their power really doesn't translate in the postseason. I mean, carry is carry. And that was an unbelievable home run that he hit on a high fastball. Now, why they went to a fourth straight fastball, I have no idea, but who cares? I mean, Dan Wilson's a nobody as a manager. The whole point is, I don't know what to do with this team. I want to know what the customer base says. Man. Guys, we have two playoff games this week in town. Yet, I think there's a good amount of people, they watch the games because it's your team, and you feel loyal, and you feel a obligation to. I don't know how many people enjoy watching it, but yet, they're tied.
Right. I mean, when you're watching this team, like, you don't feel that confidence. You're like, okay, we got this win, unless Scooble's on the mound. A lot of times, it's that same anticipation as if you're waiting to hear the 50-50 lottery numbers being announced. Like, hopefully I got the right numbers, and we'll win something.
It's like even amidst the frustration of last night, there they were tied at two.
Yes.
And I don't know how to categorize it. I just, on one hand, it's like they exhibit every reason I don't think they can win a World Series. But then on the other, they have every right to because you are in every game.
Right. But every game you're waiting for that big inning. For them to have, where all of a sudden you saw when they scored two runs and it was like, okay, maybe you're on. Okay, nope, that's it. You just had two runs in. You really saw in Cleveland when all of a sudden they just start scoring runs and it's like, okay, that's the Tigers team that can win a World Series. So I don't know. Right now, when I look at it, if you're watching this game, you're just waiting for that inning when all of a sudden they score a bunch of runs. So.
All right, 248-539-9797. Look, if you want to hear about Doug's road trip, we can do that too. Or we could talk playoff baseball and your thoughts on your NFL football team. Okay? Let's get it moving. It's 75 and sunny. It's beautiful out. We got two home playoff games this week. I don't know if people want to watch them or not. But here we are, and the team's got every right to win them. Even though nothing they do makes any sense. I mean, even Saturday night. If you had walk, wild pitch, broken bat, single on your bingo card, that's how you won a game. I don't know.
Not with you.
They could win the next two. I wouldn't be shocked in the least. Will the numbers make sense? No. And for those of you who go, well, it's not a number. Baseball's absolutely a numbers game. Your team exists on numbers, on matchups, on reverse splits, on all these different things. But yet when you watch the games, you go, how is this team here? What team can go 4-for-100 with runners in scoring position and yet tied at one? Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
No. I'm with you because, yeah, you win one of these games here, and now you get to school in game five, and there's a chance that you move on to probably play the Blue Jays.
But then therein lies the issue. Like, you even got an advanced preview. I don't know why people are calling up and hanging up on Kenny. It's an annoyance. Stop doing it. Can you stop doing that, please? If you're going to call up, give the guy a chance to answer the damn phone and talk to you. Ask you how you been. How was your weekend? Now, listen. The problem is you already got a taste of bullpen exposure. You used Finnegan back-to-back nights. You can't do that. What happened? And again, it's his career. Finnegan's a lower usage guy. What happened last night? The same guys who saw him the night before saw him again. Well, that splitter isn't so sweet.
Yep.
That's why I fear this team in a seven-game series. What do you think's going to happen? Outside of Holton and Vest and Finnegan, who do you got?
Right, because to me, the worst thing that happened to them in that victory in game one was it went to extra innings, and now you have to throw some extra arms out there. Yeah, yeah. Instead of just being able to go out there, let Skubal go to maybe seven or eight innings, throw Vest in the game, and then you kind of save those arms to come back here on Tuesday.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know. It's like people are screwing with Kenny. God doesn't get a chance to say 97-1, and people are hanging up on him. Poor Kenny's going to have a long day. 248-539-9797. David, where are you at with it? Because I don't know what to do with this team. I picked them to win. I'm not going to back down from it. But yet, they don't do anything that requires you to win games as it would pertain to the offense.
Yeah, striking out 26 times in two games, that's not exciting. That doesn't give you any hope, truly, really, because they had the pitcher at 50-plus pitches through two innings yesterday, and you're making it seem like, okay, yeah, but they're doing their job, but then they let them back
nine,
in it.
Back-to-back nine-pitch innings.
Right. Then they let them right back in it with horrible at-bats because that's what this team does. So I don't know how to feel. I'm happy it's 1-1. Great. You did your job.
Do you feel confident?
I do not anymore. I do not anymore because they cannot seem to figure out a way to get runs. And I thought that after that one inning in Cleveland, that would have like sparked something, and they're right back to it.
Like, I feel confident because I feel like there's something like they drag the opponent into the mud.
It feels like that, yes.
It's almost like Army football. They just drag you into playing their way. They're going to drag you into the mud, limit possessions. I don't know. You could tell me they win the next two games, I wouldn't bat an eyelash. You could tell me they lose the next two, I wouldn't be shocked. Because it's just the offense, like, while runners in scoring position can be a little bit of a fluky thing where you go through hot streaks, cold streaks, and it's all in the aggregate, it averages out. This has been going on now for 6-7 weeks. It hasn't evened out. And in fact, it's gotten worse. So I'm asking you guys for help. Nona's confused. Forgot my pills. Help Nona find her pills. That's what today is. Okay? Help Nona.
Because it's crazy. Because on one side, I'm like, okay, they can make it back to Seattle for Skubal's second start of the series. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I wouldn't. You're right, Mike. I wouldn't be surprised if we never get back to Seattle.
What was your point? Because nothing adds up when you look. How could I have confidence in a team winning a World Series with a 540 OPS?
Right. No, because I have more confidence that all of a sudden Cal Raleigh or Suarez will all of a sudden get hot and just start tearing the cover off the ball than this lineup.
I don't know. You know, but then again, I'm confident because I feel like this team gets every break. Hey, you need Josh Naylor to boot a football? A boot of baseball? Yeah. Who cares? Josh Naylor, go be with your wife.
Or like you said, or, you know, Raleigh gets up there, first pitch swing.
No, even the McKinstry thing.
Yeah.
They got a walk into a wild pitch into a ball that never should have got out of the infield on a broken bat, but it wins the game. Like, they have that moxie to them. They it's almost like they create their own luck because they get you muddy enough, the other team eventually just submits. I don't know. Help Nona find her pills. 248.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talking Tigers and Lions today on a Victory Monday. Lions take care of business, win by double digits on the road against the Bengals. That's Dan Dickerson on the call. Tigers split with the Seattle Mariners. And if you had told me they would split, John, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, you got to be happy.
Yeah. I thought it would be the opposite. They'd lose game one, and then Scooble would anchor things.
Sure.
Instead, it's out of order, kind of a backwards way of splitting, but a split nonetheless. They'll come home. They have to win two of the next three. Two of the next three are home. If they can split bare minimum, they'll get Scooble again. Mm-hmm. And he was not the problem yesterday.
No, he wasn't the problem. And honestly, the pitching hasn't been the issue. It's just been able to score. It's bat to ball, which, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, other than one inning in game three against Cleveland, that's been the issue. Mm-hmm. It was, and let's go back to, you know, Saturday's game. How about Troy Melton?
Yeah.
Starting off that game, four innings, two hits, four strikeouts, only one walk. And obviously the one run he gave up was a home run, but it was a single shot. And, you know, it was a pitching chaos bullpen day, and the pitching has not been the issue. It wasn't the issue yesterday. It's the fact that, you know, fortunately they went into extra innings and they were able to manufacture a run in the 11th. But, I mean, let's put this on repeat. The bats aren't what the Tigers need them to be able to win. Maybe they're going to get away with winning a five-game series. But I don't think there's any way that they win anything past that, a seven-game series.
This series, let's stay here for a second. Do you feel better or worse about them winning this series after the weekend?
Well, I feel better. And maybe not as good as I thought I would feel. Because I thought with the Scooble start that they would come back 2-0. Kind of felt like, and I know AJ was asked the question, do you feel like you stole a win? And he said, no, we earned this one. Which, okay, that's what a manager is going to see.
And we love AJ, but it's...
Well, they did. They earned the win.
They're the underdogs on the road. They stole the game. It's normal sports vernacular. You're not the victim. It's not a slight. That's normal sports vernacular.
Right, but I mean, I would have said the same thing if I was him.
I get it. It plays to the base. Look at us. We won it. You stole it, which is also a compliment.
They earned it.
You stole it.
They earned it. And then they didn't earn another win. So they come back 1-1. They got two games at home. But I mean, let's just look at September. Was being at home, playing at home, any type of advantage?
No.
No.
John, do you know the last time the Tigers won a game at Comerica Park?
No.
Today is October 6th.
Yeah.
It was September 6th.
Okay. So. So it's a new month.
I'm not blaming the ballpark and I'm not blaming the fans, but it has not been kind.
It's an incredible stat.
It's wild.
A little bit jaded just because they closed on the road.
Yeah.
And they started in Cleveland. You know, they went 2 weeks without even playing a home game, but that is a spectacular stat.
So you feel better about them winning the series
because of
the split.
I kind of felt like with the bats that Seattle has, and I'm not going to argue Eugenio Suarez and Naylor and Riley and, you know, like, you know, who's good, who's bad, or who is hottest and who's not. But they have a loaded lineup. I'm happy that they came back having split and they do get two games at home and it doesn't have to go back to Seattle. So yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how else you could look at it. They're doing what they had to do to give themselves the best chance. Now, okay. Yeah. You'd think the best chance is winning both games, but if you get a chance to split,
well, again, it's how you're feeling today. If the order was flipped, I think people would be feeling better. It's the same result, 1-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think after you win game one, you get really excited to take both. Maybe you get a little greedy because the thought is, well, Scooble's on the mound. This is a chance to really take them to the brink.
Right.
To come home up 2-0, and instead it's 1-1. And it's also, John, how they lost, where they had three total hits. They struck out 26 times over the weekend with three extra base hits. They're making it so hard on themselves.
And they came back 1-1.
I know.
And they get a chance tomorrow to play at home at Comerica in front of our fans and go up 2-1.
You see who's starting?
Yeah, it's Flaherty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They flip-flop the order. Mm-hmm. So Mize will pitch on Wednesday.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
To clinch.
What would you guys say? Do you feel better or worse after the split over the weekend? Yeah, ideally it's the clinch.
Uh-huh.
Don't even have to go back. And then you set Scooble up to pitch game one of the ALCS. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Phone calls as well. Let's go to John in St. Clair Shores. John, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Well, all right. Real quick, I play a lot of baseball and good pitching. I'm going to tell you, the Tigers hitting is the result. Even Cleveland staff painting the frame of that strike zone, and then that sets up the swings and the misses. You're seeing the result of high quality pitching with the Tigers bats. I mean, I know they're not the strongest lineup, but this has been really, really chess match type pitching. So get your thoughts on that. But, John, on the Lions, Dan Campbell, players reflect leadership and coach.
Mm-hmm.
This guy finally gets it. Dick Vermeil had a formula for Super Bowl. You got a blindside tackle, you control the line of scrimmage, and you get some key skill players. And that's what Dan Campbell finally, I mean, I'm 60 years old. Watching the Lions, John, you got to love what we're doing at the line of scrimmage.
We are winning up front. And I know yesterday wasn't quite the win up front as it has been because Taylor Decker was out. Giovanni Manu was in for his first start. But yeah, we're winning at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Manu is that big. He's a huge kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the big Canadian that had played at university, and then in the he's developing, and so again, it's his first start. He came in as this phenomenal athlete, big, fast, agile. I didn't really see the agility yesterday, but again, it's his first start. It's on the road. And maybe did he do better in his first start versus Mahogany and
Ratledge
in Green Bay? I think so.
Yeah, it's always tough because the tackle, you're exposed more, right? Your mistakes are more glaring too. So like when Goff gets hit from the blind side, everybody kind of cringes. I thought from the first drive of the game, they knew what they were working with because they helped him.
Yep.
They had the double tight ends and they would help him. You can't help him every snap. He's clearly not Taylor Decker.
No.
And that's something that they're going to be managing for maybe the whole season.
Well, yeah, he's clearly not Taylor Decker yet. And I'm not saying he will be, but I mean, for a first start, I thought he did an admirable job. There's a lot to improve upon. There's a lot. I mean, he left a lot of room to get better.
248-539-9797. Texter says, I wonder if AJ should have left Skubal in for the eighth. Was only at 97 pitches. Does he give up back-to-back doubles like Finnegan did? What are your thoughts?
I mean, do I think Skubal is greater than Finnegan? Sure. Do I think...
At 100 pitches, is he greater than Finnegan? That's the debate.
I mean, I would put my money on Skubal.
You live and die with Tarik Skubal.
Yeah.
I think would have been fourth time through the order, top of the order coming up.
And
about 100 pitches. I didn't in the moment. I always want Skubal to stay out there until he can't. In the moment, I didn't think it was some managerial malpractice.
No, I didn't either. And it wasn't the number of pitches. It was, like you had said, the fourth time through the order. You know, and you look at all of the stats. And, you know, the first time through the order, all pitchers are, you know, hey, that's their best ERA. The second time through, it raises a little bit. Third time through, it raises even more. And so I didn't have a problem with it in the moment. Obviously, you see what happens and you look back and you go, well, what if Skubal would have stayed in? If I didn't have an issue with it when he came out, I'm not going to sit here and crucify AJ for making that decision now.
Text says, this is why people wanted them to lose to Cleveland. The offense is atrocious. One hit for Tarik. Just wait for Seattle to get hot. They haven't been hitting. Lose Tuesday and the series is over.
Well, technically, no, it's not. You still have two more opportunities.
I don't get the first part of this. This is why people wanted them to lose to Cleveland. Why? Because they didn't think they'd win the World Series?
Right.
So what's the point? Yeah, don't even play?
If you're just going to lose in the next round, why win this round?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But it is a real, I'm hoping not a major sentiment, but a real sentiment among some of these Tiger fans.
All right, let's get to the people. Just trying to figure out where your confidence level is and where you're at with your team. Because if you're a baseball person, it's very hard to understand how a team could strike out 59 times in 5 postseason games and go anywhere, yet they're here. And then the pitching's good, except you have a bunch of guys that aren't good outside of Skubal. The offense, I can't explain it. I can't explain the runners in scoring position. I can't explain, but they're there. And I'm still picking them to win. But watching it, no, it's terrible. I mean, it's the equivalent of watching Navy football. It's not for me. What?
No, I'm laughing because if you don't like this, you hate the Tigers. Kind of like if I don't like the Army-Navy game, well, you hate the military.
No, I don't hate anything. I just think sports is an entertainment product.
It is.
This is Iowa football. Watching these at-bats, I'm pulling my hair out. Because, again, one productive at-bat interwoven between one of the walks. I mean, look, between last night in the fifth inning and that, or excuse me, Saturday night in the fifth inning, all the way till about the fifth inning of this game last night, they had two hits total.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, they had every right to win both. They could have lost both. I don't know what to do with them. So I'm asking the people.
No, you're right.
Let's go to the peep. We'll go to John, 97.1. John, what's going on?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Johnny?
You guys rub. Yes, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, I love your enthusiasm because you look at both sides of the ball. But you know what? Let's just ride it and see what happens. All this complaining and bitching or barking about them and all that. That ain't helping nobody. That's getting everybody more fired up. I think they have a chance. That's why they're there. The Bad News Bears had a chance.
Riveting.
You know, I mean,
I picked them to win the series, John, but we're not allowed to talk about the series. I just want to make sure I'm following your rules. So we don't talk about the game. We just watch the game?
We talk about the game, but you say they're going to win, but you're bashing them.
I'm not bashing them. Using facts, John. Facts don't have feelings. 59 strikeouts in 5 postseason games and a 540 OPS. Is that bashing or are we dealing in reality? Yeah, I didn't think you'd have much to say. Choke on your tongue?
But you don't know.
Here, here's what John wants.
There you go. Go play your kazoo, John.
John bought a ticket to the movie, and he just wants to sit back and wait until
that's fine.
You see the end credits.
That's fine. Don't call up a radio show then. We talk sports. You're bashing them, cutscene, by saying what happened in the game.
No, but you're not waiting for the plot twist like he is.
They're all plot twists. Every inning's a plot twist. That's why we talk playoff baseball.
John can't be happy watching the game. He can't be sitting there last night and saying, this is fun. It's not.
You know what? No. I promise you he is, because in John's world and people like John, they'll just find a way to win. I don't know how it's going to happen. No,
and they might.
But they'll find a way to win. So I'm ready. I got my kazoo in hand, and I'm ready to start going. Let's go.
This is the problem where people in this town are at. You've lost the ability to talk sports. You think it's all kazoos and slap and tickle. No, we're going to talk about that. Hey, Lions looked great yesterday. You know who didn't? Terry and Arnold. Going to talk about it. It's what we do. What?
How dare you bash them? No, you're right. That's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But yes.
No, it's a topic for today. I'm happy to talk Lions. Thrilled they won.
No, I'm talking about Terry and Arnold.
Look, it's going to be a developing situation, especially without DJ Reed. Period. Mm-hmm. You're lucky you played the Montreal Alouettes yesterday. Bottom line, it's like you talk sports. What am I supposed to do? Hey, Tigers at bats were terrible last night. Let's see it play out. Then what do you listen for? Go to Jack 97.1. Jack, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I got to talk about AJ Hinch. You know, pulling Scooble there at 97 pitches, I thought that was a risky move and a disaster. I don't like the way Hinch has managed, you know, the postseason. He's been terrible, in my opinion.
What did you want him to do with Scooble, just so I understand? You wanted to keep him in another inning?
Another inning, at least.
But you know that's just not what they do with Scooble.
It's tough because he's in a career high right now. And Jack, if I'm off by an inning, forgive me. I think he's at 197 innings as he entered that game last night. He's already gone way further than he's ever gone before. And I'm with you that on pitch count, you go, well, what the hell's another inning? The problem is, it's an extra inning. It's another set of warm-ups. It's more of the adrenaline. If you wanted him in the eighth, you wanted to go to 110, I'm not mad at you, Jack. But I also can't freak out. No. He pitched seven. He pitched great. He made, look, you got to give the credit to the other guys. They're allowed to swing the baseball bat too. They Polanco got him twice.
And I got to think that, you know what, aside from Polanco, if you're AJ, you're thinking, if we need this guy, if we could pull this game out, we need him for game five, I'd rather pitch him longer in that game because that's the elimination game.
Look, the other thing too is Scooble, while he didn't get himself in trouble per se, there were at bats where he struggled to find the strike zone, raising the pitch count. Now, look, he's still really efficient for a high strikeout pitcher. He is. But you get tired. The playoff games, everything is heightened. And they've treated him the same way. I'm with Rico on this. You know, generally they allow him to go six. He's going seven now.
Yeah, this should not be shocking. This should not be a surprise. This should not be people saying, well, they need to pitch him longer. Guys, they don't do that. At some point, you have to accept the fact he's not Justin Verlander.
I think the bigger
mistake.
Just
say that to yourself and you'll be okay. He's not JV.
The bigger mistake to me, I wouldn't have gone to Finnegan to face the top of the order again. I would have brought in Vest. Yeah. And if I need a six out save, great. After that, I'm going to take my shot. Then Finnegan will close the game later if I'm so lucky. I wouldn't have had Finnegan back out there because I don't like using him back to back.
Not with the top of the order. No.
So I don't know. Guys, this is, again, I think you're looking at the wrong stuff. 59 strikeouts in five games. Horrific with runners in scoring position and a 540 OPS. Let's talk about that.
You just did it. You're right. You're exactly right. That's why I can't stand calls like that, because that isn't the reason why we lost the game. 97 pitches what he had. He looked great. I get it. He gave up the two home runs. But the problem was he's only had 105 as his highest. He's going past that if he goes another inning. It's not happening, people.
And David, oh, I think people are angry because, well, he's going to win the game if you just leave him out there and pitch a complete game.
He doesn't hit.
We needed that. It's like,
if he was a fifth hitter, then cool. Blame him.
Here's right. The other thing. No offense to anybody, but like, if you're pulling the guy out, if you're taking him out early and you're protecting a 1-0 lead, there's also a different mindset to that. That wasn't situationally what you were doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take the focus away. These bats have to help him. They got to help this team.
Right, but nobody sees that. They see, well, if Scuba would have just kept pitching, we would have won this thing. Right. It's like, guys, yeah, he doesn't bat. This isn't old school National League baseball.
As much as you'd like it to be.
Oh, you didn't respond
last night when I said Rico may have messed himself. Here's a bunt.
Oh, well, you know what? Sometimes silence is the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The victory.
Got it.
Sorry, Kenny. Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket.
What happened?
Ogre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still happening?
My bad. Let's go to Dave at Clinton Township. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. Just driving back from Ogre right now. Beautiful day. My chumps are the Tigers fans. The good thing about how far they advance is all the new fans that come out. And the bad thing is all the new fans that come out. And I swear, not a lot of them know about baseball to save their lives. And they make it sound like it's so easy. I feel like we're really unappreciative of this team who's playing on a smaller budget. You know, how does Cleveland feel? How does Boston feel? How do the Yankees feel? These are all big-time spending teams. And we're going past where they are. And, you know, everybody thinks it's so easy, and they yell, you know, make a productive out. I'm telling you, it's so hard to do what they're doing. I played ball at D2. When the pitch got up to 90 miles an hour, I couldn't even catch the ball, let alone hit it. I took more off my face mask than in the glove. I mean, I just think that we're and I brag about the Detroit fan as I travel around, and I'm embarrassed by some of these guys. I think we're doing a poor representation of Detroit.
So, Dave, a couple things about this. One is, I part of the reason why I am not particularly hostile is because I think they're actually ahead of schedule. I don't think they thought they were going to make the playoffs last year, and I don't know that they really, really think they're ready to win the World Series now, and they're planning for that in the future. And I can see that, and I kind of sense that. And look, I guess their behavior would back that up. And so when you're a bit ahead of schedule, you're still a young team. Now, I know that people think, oh, they got to do something now because of Scooble, and I understand that sense of urgency, and I feel it too. I hope that they, you know, have a more aggressive offseason so that they can either try and win with Scooble as they continue to re-sign him. But there are other paths to do this, which include trading him in the offseason, which is an offseason topic that we can get to, whether or not that makes the most sense for the organization. But they are a flawed team that has managed to get to where they are, and it is better than what's going on with a lot of teams out there. And so this patience will run out. Dave, there is an undercurrent, okay? And I can just sense it. A community of listeners out there that are just waiting for the season to end, and they can't wait to call us and tell us, I knew it. I told you so. And they'll be mad. They'll be mad at us. And I think there comes a time where, yeah, I'll run out of patience for the way they're doing things too, because they're playing, they're clearly as an organization playing more of a long game. I think they're trying to win now, but they're not going all in to win right now. And trading all their prospects, Dombrowski would have. And that was one way to try it. And Dombrowski has won World Series doing that. Not here when he did it here, but he's done that. And, you know, it's going to be, there's some tough decisions that need to be made. And I think there is some accountability. I just get, like, we're taking chump calls for the GM when the Tigers went 1-1 this weekend and have managed to put themselves in a good spot to win this series.
After they dispatched of Cleveland, it was probably the hottest team in baseball down the stretch. The other thing is, when you look back, people wanted a bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suarez was the name. They didn't go get Suarez. What Seattle gave up to get Suarez wasn't a huge price. It was a price, and the Tigers didn't want to do comparable, which may have been one of the prospects like Max Anderson.
Yep.
They chose not to do it. Fine, fair enough. And it's not like Suarez has been the difference maker for Seattle, and particularly in this series, he's 0-for-8 with the 4 strikeouts. I got it. He can wake up any time. The other name but that was the biggest bat that went. Like, they were at a premium, I guess, at the trade deadline. They just weren't traded. So the next big name that went was probably Mason Miller. But if the Tigers had added Mason Miller and given up, let's say they gave up Max Clark, okay, because that's effectively what San Diego gave up, was the number one prospect in all of baseball to get him. So if the Tigers did that by giving up Max Clark, would that have changed anything for this team right now? We'd still be bitching about that they don't have any hitting.
Yeah, maybe. Might change something.
I can't. My mic is on. I don't know if you can. Press it again. See if hello. Doug's mic is not working here. Kenny? Did you press off?
Pressed everything, Gator.
Okay. All right. So it's the Gator Show. Yeah. Woo! Oh, that one works.
Does this one work over here?
That one does. All right. Yeah.
So my mic just went down. I don't know what the heck happened over there. What were we talking about? Sports?
No, but my point is, it's like, if they had pivoted and given up one of their top prospects to get Mason Miller, who was an outstanding pitcher.
Right. Would it have changed something? Maybe they win the division?
Maybe
they might beat Cleveland. Just do it here.
But as far as setting things up, we'd still be frustrated as all hell because the lineup isn't producing enough hits and enough runs.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have changed anything. I guess my point is, the bat wasn't available at the trade deadline.
Well, I mean, like, Correa went to Houston and he did pretty well. And
sounds like that was the only place he was going to go.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you're right. Their job isn't to go get only the names we know about. There are probably some guys that we didn't know about that they went after and didn't get.
You just tap that and see what happens there. There you go. We're back.
The mic's back.
Wow, you really put a whooping on it.
Sorry.
Tap it, Doug. Oh.
I'm talking.
Oh, no. You know what, Kenny? It's not. Clearly, it makes a noise when you beat it up.
We need engineer stat. Yeah. with that said, yeah, I mean, they could have perhaps done something a little bit more aggressive as far as the bats, but the bats, like it's been pointed out, Naylor and Suarez are struggling in this series. It'll be pretty wild if they do nothing and the Tigers win this series. They'll probably feel a certain sense of vindication down there in the front office, which I know people don't want. People don't want the front office. I think they're afraid the front office is going to overreact to successes and not try and do anything in the offseason.
I think that's definitely the fear. You know,
that's a paranoia that's set in. And
yeah, it's.
I was disappointed with their offseason. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. My bad.
Switch microphones.
Over here, I get pretty cocky. Yeah. I thought they would do more this past offseason, and they did try. They did try with the Bregman thing, but.
Well, for people that have the concern that they're not going to do something this offseason, I understand it. It's a prove it, right? You got to prove to me that you're willing to make that difference. Go ahead and sign that player that's going to make a difference. And you're going to have opportunities to go get that guy, whether you want to reengage in talks to get Alex Bregman or if it's Suarez that you want to go and get and have him for a full season and for years down the road. I mean, those are two pretty big bats that you can get in the offseason, but it's the offseason. And
I love either of them, but
yeah,
they would be upgrades short term.
I'd love Bregman. I just don't like the way that you would have, I mean, lost out on a year of Bregman, and it's not the Tigers' fault. It was Scott Boras' fault. So
let's go to D in Southfield. You're on 97.1. Hi, D.
D, you there?
Hey,
what's up?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Can you hear
Sorry.
Me?
Yeah,
can you hear me? What's up, fellas? All right, look. I was the little fat kid growing up. When I lost a race or I lost to somebody, I was always saying, you know what, man? If I was like 40 pounds lighter, I'd have beat him. Or if I could have, you know, just worked out a little bit more, I could have beat him out to make the team. That's what Lion fans remind me of, man. I mean, Tiger fans remind me of. When the Lions lost to Green Bay, there were people calling in that were ready to cash in the season, you know, and the Lions been like maybe the best team in the league ever since. It really doesn't matter. Right now, Cleveland is at home thinking like I was when I was a little fat kid. They're like, man, I was better than them. We're better than them, but they're at home and we're not. And if we beat Seattle, they're going to be saying the same thing. But we're going to be advancing, and they're going to be at home saying, man, we were better than them. We should have won that. But you didn't. I really believe that Detroit fans, they try to play both sides of the fence too much, and it drives me crazy. Just stick with your team. Believe in your team. It really doesn't matter how it looks. Just win. If you get to the World Series, and we got a parade down Woodward, ain't nobody going to remember what the score was. Nobody.
Well, I mean, they got to get there first, and there's still a long way to go, right? I mean, it's a wild card series, divisional series, ALCS, World Series. And it's, look, other teams are out there putting up massive run totals, and they got known star power. You know, I mean, it doesn't feel like on paper the Tigers should match up with those teams, but quite frankly, it doesn't feel like the Tigers on paper should even be here. And they are, and they just keep surviving and advancing. And you know, the series is in the balance these next couple of days. If Comerica's going to be sold out, and it's going to be raucous.
Should be great.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, it is Carson Anderson. Gator, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Looking forward to baseball tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You mean postseason Detroit Tiger baseball?
That's right. Second round of the playoffs, divisional series. Here we go. Yes, as the Tigers in game three are tied with Seattle after the first two games. That's
yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm basking in the win for the Detroit Lions. A nice win for them. Was it as complete as you want? No. It's very similar to the win they had the previous week. Win by double digits, and there's still plenty to work on.
Stuff to get better at.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not happy about five punts. I'm sure they're not happy about penalties they took and mistakes that were made, and it's okay. It's yep. okay. The game was never really in danger. And unfortunately, they did suffer a couple more injuries. Let's hope that it's nothing that's going to keep guys out for a long time.
So Saturday after the Michigan game, jumped in the vehicle and sped north. Decided to go up north, and because we hadn't had a chance to get up there and fall leaves and colors and all that, and they're not at the peak yet, and I think they're still a week or two away from that. But Gator, we got up there Saturday night. Watched Tiger game at a bar for a bit, and then went to our place, watched the rest there. Played golf yesterday, Bay Harbor. Love the preserve there. Oh. It's preserve links.
Just, the links too.
Yeah, yep, you gotta play links. Fantastic. So. Took the wife shopping and got a nap in, then the back to back games. Yep, watched the Tiger game up there, got up at 3 a.m. and did the drive back today.
I appreciate you getting up this morning and making the drive back. I just don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And at 3, you really padded it.
Yes. Well, so there's a couple things funny about this. One is, turns out for my wife, she's a teacher.
So she had to be back at work.
You know, she has to, we show up and we can kind of get away with what, you know, we don't have to dress professionally. We right. can if we choose, but she, as a school teacher, today's pajama day at her school. So she didn't have to quite do the get ready stuff that she normally does.
No, it's pajama, not lingerie, God, Kang.
Yes, just pajama.
Wait, doesn't Doug do those reads?
It was pajamas, yes. In case you were wondering, it was about 5:50 on today, October 6th, on 75 South, where I realized I know almost nothing about O'Gray. We got this city in the middle of our state, O'Gray. I know nothing about it. And I just was like, huh, I see this sign all the time. I don't know anything about O'Gray. Do you know anything about O'Gray?
No, I don't recall the sign. A-U-G-R-A-Y?
I think it's G-R-E-S.
Oh.
Yeah. Kang, you know anything about O'Gray?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nada.
Well, that got me about 5 miles wondering about that.
You wondered, huh?
Struggling to get home.
Did you?
Wife was sleeping, so I was like, I can't keep... Can't music exactly loud or I did eventually grab
tell me about O'Gray, Michigan.
I grabbed the AirPods and started listening to podcasts. Get started on the USC prep.
I don't recommend wearing the AirPods in a car.
No, she was sleeping, so
well, did what I did. That's nice of you to take.
And there was nobody, on the road. It was just me. Not a lot of people do this.
No, not a whole lot of traffic. I will on tell you, I will tell you that in the morning,
I'm starting to hit a wall.
Well. You only have 2 hours left.
Then, I see a nap in my future.
And then a half an hour to get home.
It is Champ and Chump. My champ of the weekend, Gator, was Amik Robertson. Did give up a big pass. Yep, it wasn't perfect, but I loved the interception, the pass breakup, and they needed somebody to step up in the secondary, and I thought Amik did a great job.
I thought he did, too. My champ is Derek Barnes. He had 8 tackles in the game. He had the sack safety at the end that really sealed things up and shut up the Bengals for good. The move he made in the offensive lineman was spectacular. He just completely froze him, left his jock on the field. It was a great play and nice to see. That's the play that we wish we'd seen a couple years ago against Dallas and Dak Prescott, but doesn't keep the man down. Derek Barnes has become a real asset for this team, and you can see that the contract extension they gave him last year, it's worth it.
My jump on a weekend is Amari DeMarcado. He is the Arizona Cardinal that dropped the ball before he crossed the goal line. Back-to-back weeks, I'm jumping somebody who did it. I don't know how this happens in football at the professional level here in 2025.
It's insane that it still happens, and yet it still happens. My jump is Michigan State special teams against Nebraska. They were horrific. The blocked punt that went for the touchdown that Nebraska had is inexcusable. I mean, you got 2 guys there to protect the punter. 2 guys came in to rush him, and only one of them decided to block somebody. The other one destroyed the punter and resulted in a touchdown. They had another mishap on a kickoff that was kicked short, and 2 guys kind of weren't sure who was going to get it. They both went for it. They fumbled the ball. They gave up a big return. They almost gave up a punt return for a touchdown, but that was called back on a penalty. Just horrible special teams for Michigan State in that game.
Guys, Kenny, who's screening calls for us today, has a chump of the weekend as well. He wants to chump Doug for mispronouncing Augrey, because now the calls won't stop. Oh. It's pronounced Augrey. Everyone,
now I know more about Augrey than I knew before. Augrey. Okay.
You can stop calling everybody.
Like the Osable River. It's not the
Osable.
Right.
Oh, I might have called it the Osable at some point in my life, too. That sounds more familiar to me than Osable. But
you say Frontier,
too. Augrey. So. I do say Frontier. I say it like Kirk says. Space.
The final. Frontier.
Yeah. Champ, this is from it's from Newt in Westland. My Newt. Champ is Javi Baez. He's playing some of the best ball as a Tiger and helped us get the split in Seattle. Chump, all the callers still complaining about not getting Suarez at the deadline. He is 0 for 8 in the series. Naylor is 0 for 8. There was no guarantee making a trade would have made this offense better.
What do you think the conversation is like in Seattle right now with their fan base, having split the first two games against
the
Tigers?
I think they're thrilled to win a playoff game, to be honest with you, because it's been so long.
Because it's been forever, yeah. Oh, have they mentioned that at all?
Yeah, and I'm going to guess here that in Seattle, they're not, you know, they finished the season on a high, and they're probably feeling pretty good about their team. Detroit stumbled home. I think in some people's minds, accidentally beat Cleveland, and now, you know, have managed to win a game here. But as long as they're parading out this lineup, they're never going to win this series.
There you go. So the Tigers are... Let's see, what are they, 3-2?
Who wants to have more fun with this baseball postseason?
They're 3-2 in the postseason against two of the hottest teams in baseball.
Yep.
They eliminated one of them, yep. And now they got to worry about this one. I don't know if they're going to win the series. I said last week I didn't have great confidence in this one. I think, you know, my 51 says Seattle wins it. I had Seattle in 5. I hope the hell I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I love that they split the first two games. You know, it's Skubal got beat, and the Skubal and the Tigers got beat. Skubal didn't get beat. The Tigers got beat yesterday, but it wasn't because of Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal gave his team a chance to win. He gave up 2 home runs, but they were both solo shots. He went 7 innings, and the Tigers came back and scored 2 runs in the top of the 8th inning to tie it up. Unfortunately, a couple of back-to-back doubles, and Seattle was right back on top. The previous text were talking about Javi Baez. Javi's been fantastic defensively for this team. And he's come up with more than just one big hit in the playoffs so far. So, yeah, tip your hat to Javi. He's playing really, really good baseball right now, and he deserves to be in the lineup every day. If for nothing else, the defense he provides at shortstop has saved, I think, several runs already.
Yeah, a double play turn the other night was huge in that Holton inning after Montero got in trouble and Holton escaped it. That double play where he tagged the runner and got the throw over to first. That was massive in that game. A.J. Hinch with, I think, probably one of the best games he's managed as a Tiger, using 8 pitchers to get through 11 innings. He stuck with Zach McKinstry. How many people had thought that they needed to replace Zach McKinstry? He stuck with him, and he comes through with that massive hit in the 11th. That came after Seattle, by the way. Walk, wild pitch. Like, that's manufacturing a run. That's getting... where you have to be mad at that I would be mad about if I were a Seattle fan, right? Walking a wild pitch, put a runner in scoring position, and it turned into the winning run.
Yeah, that's no good for them, really good for us. Troy Melton, I'm sure there were lots of Tiger fans who were like, why is this guy, why are you parading him out on the mound again? Well, he went 4 innings, gave it the one run? Mm-hmm. He was really good and could still be an integral part in this series against Seattle.
So it's weird because I don't know that we can expect it to be that much different. The Tigers are going to have to try and pitch well, play good defense, and scratch out runs when they can. And I wonder if they win this game on Tuesday. Will anybody ever warm up? Will the people that are down on them, can they warm up to them? Can they warm up to the team if this is who they're going to be, but they keep winning and keep advancing?
It's like a frustrating style of baseball that they are actually... they're winning. Like you said, they've won 3 playoff games. They've advanced to the ALDS. And people, they don't feel good, it seems like. You know, like the one caller said.
Woke I don't up, think everyone, people feel good. You're right.
It's like they don't feel good. And I think all 3 of us feel better than not after the weekend series, knowing that they split 1-1. But everyone wants a perfect game, a ton of runs, right? hits and things like that. And it's just not the way this team's been playing. It's just get the win somehow, some way. And so it ain't pretty, but somehow find a way.
248-539-9797. Tiger fans, does anybody out there feel better about their team, or do you feel worse about your team? Champ and Chump, a lot of Lions discussion as well. We'll get to Michigan and Michigan State a little more in depth next hour. By the way, Jared Goff will join us tomorrow, the Detroit Lions quarterback. Lions go to Cincinnati and win yesterday 37-24. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.